and you're listening to an adaptation of Beethoven. Beethoven understood resonance, and if this music moves you, then so do you. Good morning. It's Dr. Vincent Medici, and this is Crooked Talk on Health, where you can be assured of technical problems at the opening of my show, because it makes me walk my talk. And let me tell you what that means. If I take a breath right now, and this show will include conversation about energy, if I take a breath right now, I get a current through my body that makes me feel like I just had a massage. Now, I can't get this to you with more emphasis than what I'm going to do today. And it's about resonance. Beethoven, which you were just listening to, had resonance. Resonance is the ability to connect to the spiritual force, to use the task at hand like a botch up on your techno as you open your show, as an exercise to pump the brain, to fill the body with those mysterious chemicals called endorphins, the God chemicals. So under stress, under the morning's botch up, which we all know well, from traffic jams to techno problems, you can put yourself in a state of grace. That is a bodily phenomenon. You cannot will that through your mind. You see, prayer, real prayer, goes into the body and moves the physiology. If it stays from the neck up, it's not prayer then. And this is what we're going to talk about today, because Beethoven understood this, you see. When Beethoven, who was deaf, composed music, his endorphins flowed copiously through his blood, and his creative force intensified. Time stopped. Something bigger than Beethoven called the shots. And we all have these moments. Beethoven had more of these moments. Beethoven was deaf. Maybe that's why Beethoven did have more of those moments. Now, what does this have to do with healing? What does this have to do with enjoying radiant health? It has everything to do with both. Health is resonance between you and the world around you, especially resonance between you and the people around you. I have to get high off this botch this morning, and I did, and that's why I'm me. Now, when I played this song for you today, some of you, I know some of you, went boom, boom. In the marrow of your bone, your spiritual core shook. You began to resonate with the composition as Beethoven sent forth his vibration. People do this with each other all the time. People fall in love together. People create art together. People birth science together. Healers and those to be healed do this together. Relationships, especially when they're strained, are an exercise to reach bliss together. To feel resonance between two people. I rarely met in two decades a patient who wasn't looking for this. And I've seen sick people leave this world in search of it. They want that bliss. They want to know the fruits of resonance. The problem is they don't know how to receive it. So how can they heal? If you're looking for resonance in the world around you, I promise you, the place you have to look is inside yourself, in your very being. And the question and the healing is about whether or not you can hear that inner voice talking to you. But I'm really talking science. Testimony to resonance is all over science. All molecules, all atoms resonate. They all dance with each other in the name of stability, harmony. And when they find that energetically sound configuration in the larger molecule, enormous quantities of energy are released. The same thing happens when people fall in love. Same thing happens when great music is produced. Same thing happens in scientific discovery. Civilization, human evolution, is driven by the very deep need to find bliss as one finds resonance. Now the root, the essence of all healing traditions, not what we have today, but the essence of all healing traditions, understand exactly what I'm talking about. They understand it more deeply than anything I see out there today. The ancient traditions understood what it was meant to open the meridians. Healing back then occurred in the temple, not in the office. It occurred in the temple, in the sacred space constructed of sacred stone. Stone had resonance. And you had to be chosen if you desired to learn the sacred mysteries of healing. In the temple, under supervision, you stretched your tendons, cleaned your blood, remediated your physical scars, and then cast out your demons. There was no lying piece of paper called a diploma. You were your diploma. Now, in ancient times, the healer was trained rigorously under supervision until the electrical current burst forth from the soul and filled those lines of energy called the meridians. The body became electric. The healer was trained under supervision to draw upon the earth, the sun, and the sky for his or her spiritual food. So the healer became electric and went out into the world, and if the patient or apprentice trained their tendons, cleaned their blood, remediated their scars, and purged themselves of negative perspectives, the body would become electric, and there would be great celebration. All those concerned, all those participating, would resonate in bliss to each other. Now, this was a physical feeling. It was a visceral experience. It was not to be denied. It was not, okay, it was not argued. There was unanimity. This was not an occurrence of the mind. It was an electromagnetic shift of the being, a tangible, palpable, knowable, reproducible phenomenon that was the ancient standard of care. It was called opening your meridians. And if you chose to do so, you would be healed or potentiated, and you would know God in a deeper way. But today, we say, where is the research behind these claims? Where are the studies proving the relationship between health and the electric current of the body? I'll tell you where they are. They don't exist, because we don't have people today that understand how to even design a study like that. There are requirements to be able to understand this. There is schooling to be able to understand this. And if you don't potentiate yourself in these types of schools, in these types of understandings, there is no study you can design. A bunch of MDs or scientists dead from the neck down aren't going to cut it. Let alone that the spiritual current might have some relationship to God. You see, so this is either heresy or quackery in the world. Often they call it both. If Harvard and Yale doesn't teach this, it must not be true. Why aren't the authorities told the public about this phenomenon? And if any of this baloney was true, your medical doctor surely would have told you about it. The meridian is real, and if you have enough depth, neurological sophistication, enough spiritual IQ to bring that electrical field to full resonance, you gain a potent ally in your return to radiant health. The problem we face in medicine, and this includes especially holistic medicine, is that the meridian and the resonance it intensifies are either denied as an allopathic or fantasized about in the holistic model. Both perspectives are futile. When you consider that the flow of energy through the meridians is as real as feeling an orgasm. In fact, it's a different kind of orgasm, not driven by the genital, having nothing to do with that. Don't debase this into that thought. But infinitely more valuable with regard to health. We invented science to bring order to the chaos of spiritualists with delusional notions about our physical reality. We call that the Dark Ages of Europe, because maniacs drenched good minds with nonsense dogma about our physical reality. Science was born to change that. Science took off during the Renaissance as reason triumphed over superstition. And scientists, I remind you, were tortured or burned at the stake for stating that the Earth revolved around the sun and not the other way around. That got you the guillotine. That got Giordano Bruno and Kepler imprisoned, and then Bruno was murdered. Initially, science cured disease in the name of research, experimentation, and reason, and then science became the disease it once fought to cure by drowning itself in its own dogma. And that is where you stand and we stand today. Medical science has no practical use. Politicians in medicine write books about it for commercial value, but medical science has no true practical use for the electromagnetic theory of disease. Medicine still chooses to cut things out or prescribe drugs. And when this becomes real, then you'll go to your medical doctor, and he will tell you that the opening of the energy through your intestines will cure your IBS or your low back pain, that your heart palpitations have nothing to do with drugs or surgeries. But our medical model is antiquated. That's why we have shows like this. And since that's all your doctor has ever studied, he's simply at an innocent loss to provide the more dynamic model. Well, where does that leave you, the patient, in search for answers? Disease, and here's a perspective, is the absence of pleasure in your body. Disease is the absence of ease. And you must train your body so that the soul can shine through, so that the lines of energy, the meridians, can fill with full force of your magnetism, and resonant you will become. That resonance is an electromagnetic field, and feeding that field is feeding life itself. The practical point is that the combined effect of everything that a sick person is counseled to do for their health must spearhead, must climax in that very great moment when they begin to feel, and I mean literally feel, their electromagnetic force, otherwise known as chi. This is the best show I have ever done, I have no doubt, and I'll finish it on time. And it began with the second week of botch in tech. But I understand the meridian system, and I can use it as a potent physiological force in my body. That's why I do what I do. This force, otherwise known as chi, prana, otherwise known as innate intelligence, otherwise known as the orgone, the bioelectric field, and all these words and descriptions amount to a pile of dirt unless you, the patient, are guided to a physical, visceral experience of chi running through the meridians of your body. And when you begin to live in that plane of existence, it's called resonance, and your cells will reorganize to a healing. What your doctor in holistic medicine is supposed to do is stretch you, strengthen you, feed you, fast you, purge your demons, remediate your scars, or work with a team of people who understand how to do this, not a hodgepodge of innocence, and use his own resonance to initiate yours. That's a medical model that's dynamic, and that once was. Holistic medicine understands this on paper, and then when it goes to work on it, it fails miserably. You see, theory and the reality of turning a sick person to an electromagnetic existence are two different things. There is art there. We might say there's alchemy. The first key to this art is to identify the rate-limiting variable. So I'm going to introduce a term, the rate-limiting variable. Why do we give herbs to people whose negative emotions block the function of the herb? Because we don't identify its emotion. Conversely, why do we uselessly psychoanalyze the patient when we could free the anger pattern with a series of coffee enemas? Again, because we don't understand the gallbladder. Why are we giving patients nutritional supplements for symptoms and diseases caused by structural issues? Because we can't identify the structural issue. Why are we seeing chiropractors and physical therapists for muscular problems when the muscular tension is caused by nutritional deficiency? Why do psychologists give counsel for anger problems that would be better resolved with a good physical yoga? The scenarios in holistic medicine, they're endless. The buffoonery is endless on this basis. If you pay a nutritionist good money for counsel and your problems are in the psychic realm, you're supposed to be informed of that shortly into therapy, not 2 years later. Conversely, if you pay a psychologist good money for counsel and you're negative.